Before we get started, a quick word from our sponsor, Community Financial's present CEO, Tansley Stearns, podcast, Despite Impossible. Now on to the show. On the show today, we have Arkansas Federal Credit Union's very own Dustin Cole. He's with us talking about leveraging AI for lending and working with the fine folks at Synaptic to help them get there. So really, really good stuff here with Dustin. So check it out. So hey, today we're talking about how you guys are leveraging AI for lending, and you guys have been working with the fine folks at Synaptic in that area. So, but I want to take a couple of steps back before we move forward here. What was going on at your credit union that kind of prompted you to look at this type of technology to enhance your lending efforts? What was going on there?
Yeah, I think the biggest thing is we've been in a growth mode for, I guess, the past 5, 6, 7 years, really, and consumer lending is one of our biggest growth areas. And so what we were really trying to do wasn't scalable with the staff that we had at the time. And we didn't really want to continue adding underwriting staff. So we were really looking for some increased automation with a lot of what we do on the underwriting side. I say two words a lot when it comes to what we were really looking for, and it's efficiency and consistency. So we wanted to be more efficient with our staff and be able to look at a lot more applications and get a lot more loans done, but also be more consistent with our decisioning and make sure that we were, delivering the same type of, loan decision, across the board on applications, but also, getting a deeper dive and better look into what some of these consumers look like than just a traditional credit report.
Gotcha. Yeah. Well done on that move for sure. So Synaptic comes into the picture. You guys are interested in them. And so how did you guys work together to get the ball rolling in the right direction here?
Yeah. Like I said, we knew that we needed a partner to accomplish what we were trying to do. We, in our LOS, we had built a lot of, decisioning rules and everything. So we were able to, we were sitting at 20-ish percent of instant decisioning, whether it be approval, decline, a lot heavier on the decline side. Just those rules are a little easier to write. But we knew we needed to, to get a partner as far as that went in terms of, being able to really take it to the level that we wanted. So we looked at several options. There's a few really good, options in the market as well. But mm-hmm. I think what our vision was and what Synaptic's vision was just synced up a little better than what, some of the others did. We wanted something more than just a custom score, a custom scoring model. We wanted to where, it would truly go into the application and put in the decision and send it back where no one had to touch it. We didn't have to build any additional rules. And so when we came across Synaptic and started working with them, it really was kind of what we were, had in mind when we were, thinking, okay, we need to really increase automation, and what their product provided checked a lot of the boxes of what we were looking for.
Yeah, sounds good. And so let's talk about the AI aspect of it as well, because you can't take two breaths without talking about AI these days, obviously. So what does leveraging AI look like from your perspective, especially toward the member as well?
Yeah, I think, and I've heard PJ with Synaptic say a lot of times, he doesn't like to say artificial, they like to call it augmented.
I like that too.
I do as well, because I guess, everybody has a little bit different idea of what artificial intelligence really is. But when you say augmented and basically just say, hey, it's just an enhancement of what we already have, and it's just a deeper look, a better look. I feel like that really more encompasses what we're getting with Synaptic. So, what it really does for us is just gives us a deeper dive and a better look, more thorough look, I guess, at a consumer, because it takes into consideration things that we weren't looking at before. So, we didn't have, we didn't have any of that non-FCRA data incorporated into our decisioning, which is what, they're able to leverage that and bring all that in. So I think one of the biggest aspects in terms of where we're getting some lift is probably in really like thin file credit bureaus, to where you really had to treat all those the same before. I mean, if you saw two lines of credit, maybe a credit card for 6 months and a student loan, that was what you saw, you know. Yeah. And so all you had to go by was thin files from, you know, the last decade. Well, now they're able to bring in a lot of that other information. And so, you know, we may have a thin file that only has one or two lines of credit, but they actually get a pretty decent Synaptic score. And so we're able to, you know, not just do the loan, but actually price it, you know, for what, you know, we're assuming the risk is. And, yeah, and the risk is different on this thin file versus this thin file based on some additional information that we've been able to, you know, take that deeper dive into. So,
well, you kind of answered the next question in my head. It's like, how has this helped enhance that lending process, like you just said, especially in the thin files, for instance? Any other examples can you share with us of how this has helped out?
Yeah, I mean, I think that's the biggest one, but just in general, you know, like I said, being able to pull in that additional data, we feel like is helping us price our loans considerably better. Obviously, credit risk is a, you know, a huge talking point right now, and everybody, you know, a lot of lenders are pulling back. I mean, we're a really big indirect shop in Arkansas, and so we feel that from our dealer base. They're like, oh, well, you know, so and so is really, you know, pulling back on their credit guidelines, and they won't do anything under a 680 score anymore. And so what we really, you know, like about this is, you know, we're doing a lot more where a traditional credit score is, you know, 620, 630, whereas before, a lot of times, and honestly, we may have even had that as an instant decline rule, you know, under like a 640, whereas now, you know, we definitely aren't instant declining that, and we're able to actually find some deals that we're able to do in there because, you know, Synaptic is telling us, hey, even though their credit score is 635, it's, you know, they have a 72 Synaptic score. And so that's actually, you know, okay. So they're telling us it's not as risky as what we would assume that a typical 630 is.
So it sounds like it gives you a better view of the potential client there, for sure, or the member getting a loan, right? So gives you a clearer picture, more accurate picture, I would assume, based on before, what you had before.
Yeah, I think that's a very fair statement.
Yeah. So again, it sounds like you guys are trying to and successfully open the doors for more members to get loans. And this is really allowing. Is that one of the biggest goals there, or were there any other goals that you guys had in mind as well?
Yeah, like I said, obviously we've been in growth mode. We're still in growth mode, and and so, you know, I think when we started down this road, you know, we had about 20% automation going on from our underwriting standpoint, whereas we're still nowhere close to where we feel like we're going to get to, you know, but we're in the 40% range now, so we've doubled that.
Wow.
You know, I was just talking to Brian, who runs all of our underwriting department, last week, and what we're automating right now from a decisioning standpoint would be the equivalent of four underwriters. So basically, we would need four additional headcount to, you know, to maintain the volume that we're doing today, if we weren't able to do that. So, you know, our automation is by far our number one underwriter, and has been now for a while. So, like I said, if we were to lose that, we would need a lot more staff. And again, that was one of our main objectives, was to be able to continue growing without adding headcount. So
right.
More loans, fewer people having to look at the loans is definitely, you know, two things that we really, you know, have been able to get some lift out of.
Yeah, you're keeping the overhead in check for sure. So yeah, so that's very important. So gosh, where do you see this headed down the road? Because it sounds like you guys are just getting off the launch pad with this and really, you know, seeing the potential that's out there. Do you have any, I don't want to reveal any secrets here, Dustin, for you, but what's the potential that you see in the future with this?
Yeah, I mean, our big thing, we don't ever want to completely eliminate the human aspect of lending, especially in the credit union industry. We feel like there's a lot of, you know, relationship type things that you just need that human interaction with. But in terms of the automation, we definitely like where Synaptic is headed. We like some things, you know, we've seen that there's several things that we've suggested or recommended that we'd like to see that I know that they've either implemented already or are working on. Mm-hmm. So we really feel like getting to like 65% in terms of, you know, automated decisioning is where we'd really like to go. And, you know, the big thing that we know is the decision will be consistent on those 75% of loans. You know, we're not going to have a Synaptic's not going to have a bad day to where, you know, you know, we decline everybody that comes in. So I think that's what we see is going, you know, just continuing to get more and more automation and being able to just continue to increase our application volume and then, you know, approve a bigger percentage of what we are looking at.
Those are two big goals that that you guys are achieving right in front of us. So yeah, so I really look forward to seeing what's going to happen 6 months, a year from now, because who knows what AI will unfold for you guys. So yeah, but it sounds like you guys are definitely on the right path. So well done on that. So.
We're trying.
Alrighty, sir. Well, anything else to add before I let you get back to work, Dustin? This is great, great stuff. I love doing stories like this.
Yeah, I think I'm good. I appreciate the opportunity. Thank you, guys.
Oh, you're welcome. Anytime, sir. All right, Dustin, be well and keep up the good work there in Arkansas, right? Well done.
Sounds good. Thank you.
A quick word from our sponsor, Community Financial's present CEO, Tansley Stern's new podcast, Despite Impossible.